Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, Davenport here on Alternative Public Radio International, simulcasting with blogtalkradio.com tonight. Glad to be back on the air. We've been doing more shows than usual. My normal nights, Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday night. And then, let me see what's going on here. I'm getting a PM here. Okay. Yeah, no problemo. But interesting week, interesting day, interesting year, interesting new year. I tell you, it's been raining here all day long. I've been getting some interesting emails and some interesting PMs, more PMs than emails, talking about this economic situation here in the U.S. along with these elections that are going on now for the President of the United States. And I tell you, it is exciting to see this three-ring circus. It is so exciting to see this three-ring circus, the Keystone Cops, this so-called election. We all know that presidents are appointed, not elected, but this so-called election is a hoot. Just look at Hillary Clinton, look at Donald Trump, look at Ted Cruz, look at some of these other cats, and all you can do is just laugh if you've got any sense at all. All you can do is just be in complete dismay and shock at how stupid this whole thing has gotten. And to look at the American people taking this as seriously as some of them are is even more shocking. Unbelievable that people are still rooting for Hillary Clinton. Very, very hard to imagine with what's been going on with the Benghazi situation and her emails and her switching back and forth on the issues. And as crooked as this woman is, and people are still rooting for her as if she was Mother Teresa. Unbelievable. We called several people. We've talked to a lot of people on this issue of President of the United States of America. Nobody seems to have a clue who's going to be appointed yet until we see some of these fake numbers coming in. Right now, it's a toss-up, and Bernie Sanders, of course, they say is catching up in the polls and here and there and yonder, but as we know, presidents are appointed and not elected, so not anything to get excited about. We all get sidetracked, and we all continue to think that presidents are elected, and it's something that's deep, deep within our programming and deep within our indoctrination. You know, and that's just something that's not just with the elections, but with a whole lot of other issues in our life every single day, including being a slave to the state, being a statist, being a slave to the state, paying their fees, following their statutes and ordinances and rules and regulations and policies, being submissive to the system. We are so deep in, we are so deep, deep, deep down into these dark waters. It's going to be impossible for most of you to climb out and see the sunshine. I had to take a drink of my Dr. Pepper to wet my throat down. But it's going to be very, very difficult for most of you to even comprehend any other way of living or any other way of thinking than what you're doing right now. So, and I know this, and I know when people hear some of these shows and hear some of the information that comes out on these shows, I know that they're just aghast. They're in shock. Many of them do not want to listen. Many of them just can't comprehend what we're talking about. Many of them think that we've lost our mind or we're on drugs or whatever. But it takes all kinds of people to row the boat. It takes all kinds of people to make a world. And we all have our opinions, we all have our perceptions, and we all have our experiences. And I think experience is the key, along with wisdom. It takes wisdom to go along with experience, or all you have is smarts. And smarts is not always what's needed to get you through the day. It takes wisdom, and wisdom comes with age. Wisdom is like a fine wine, if you know what I mean, or a fine gourmet cheese. It's seasoned just right, you know. And we are definitely in a situation here in the United States where common sense is on short order, and there's not a lot of it. I was talking to someone earlier who had been listening to a program concerning our kids here in the U.S. not being very physically fit, not being very mentally fit, and that, boy, that is the truth. Let me tell you right now, these kids are a tub of lard, most of them. They're unfit for service. They're unfit. They're physically ill. They're mentally ill. And I don't think there again, I don't think we look at all that's going on that's made this happen. The chemtrails and the poison in our water and our food, the pesticides and herbicides and all these other poisons that are being put on the food and sprayed on the food and falling from the air, even on the organic crops through chemtrails and that HAARP system. But I'll tell you, all of these things, folks, are coming to a head. There's no way that they cannot come to a head with what's going on in the world today, with the globalist system, with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, NAFTA, all of those other programs that were put into place, and backdoor deals were done, and the public was not really aware of what was going on, kind of like with all of the Homeland Security bills that have been signed by President Obama. Backdoor deals, underhanded deals. Our liberties and freedoms are being stripped away piece by piece, part by part. And I bring you doom tonight again. As we always say, I hate to come on here and be so pessimistic, but there's only one way this could go, and that's downhill. I mean, there's just no way in hell that we're going to go uphill. There's no way in hell this is going to get any better. No way in hell this is going to get any better. Just no way I can bring myself to even tell you maybe. It is simply not going to get any better. And some of you might think that what we have now is okay. If you look at the surface of things, if you look at the outside of things, the exterior, you might think, well, everything is just cool. Everything is okay. I don't really see a problem here. But for those of you who are half awake and not fully asleep, I know that you do see a problem. And I know that it puts most of us in shock. I'm in shock right now. I'm in total shock because I'm in the books, I'm on Facebook, I'm looking, I'm doing the research, I'm doing the work, I'm looking into what's going on in the world. I'm tracing down the sources. I'm making up my mind, which is what we're supposed to do, make up our mind, if we have one. And I can tell you that things are not going to get any better, and I can also tell you that they're going to get much, 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 much worse. And you had better be ready. And I really don't know what it's going to even look like to be ready, because we're not dealing with sticks and stones here anymore that people are throwing. We're not dealing with sticks and stones being tossed across the pasture anymore. We're not even dealing with cannon fodder here. We're dealing with some serious technology. We're dealing with some serious folks. The Lord of the Rings here. We're dealing with a very dangerous situation. And all it's going to take at this tipping point is just one little push, just one little shove, and it's all going to go south. And before I came on the air tonight, I was thinking, I can't go on there and tell them that there's a way to prepare for this. I just can't go on there and tell these folks that there's a way to prepare for this. But really there is. I mean, you're going to have to bunker in. That's one thing that you're going to have to do is bunker in. You're going to have to be prepared with foodstuffs, dry foodstuffs, for a period of at least 30 to 45 days. And you're going to have enough clean water to drink for at least that same amount of time. You're also going to have to worry about your medications. If you take any pharmaceuticals, you're going to have to kind of stock up on pharmaceuticals, or at least something that is natural, all natural, that would do kind of the same thing that your pharmaceuticals would do. That requires a little work and a little research. And you're going to have to, like, stock up on the basics of sugar and flour and rice and wheat and corn and things that you can just eat right off the cob or right out of the can. Or you're going to have to prepare for that. Now, I'll tell you something else. It's not going to be easy to store this stuff. You need to find a place to store this stuff where you're going to be able to bunker in or put it in a trailer with a lock on it. My suggestion is to put it in a trailer with a lock on it. That way you can attach it to your car or your truck or your RV and pull it along with you in case you have to leave the scene. And speaking of leaving the scene, I want you all to remember, if we have this economic collapse, the first 30 days are going to be treacherous. People are going to be trying to get out of town, and they're not going to know where they're going. They're not going to have any real place to go. And there's going to be thousands of people clogging the streets. I don't know if you've ever been to a football game and tried to leave the football game. It's going to be 10 times worse than that, if you can imagine. You're just going to be sitting there at the mercy of whatever and whoever. So it's probably going to be better to bunker in. And now I'm going to mention the dangerous thing, and that is you need to be gunned up. You need to be locked and loaded and ready. You need to have weapons. And you need to know how to use those weapons. And you need to have extra locks for your doors and windows. And you need to be prepared for other people that are hungry, their children are starving or whatever, and they're in panic, and they're coming to your house, banging on the door like zombies from Dawn of the Dead, trying to get in your home. You need to be prepared for that. Who are you going to let in? Well, nobody. That's the thing. Nobody gets in. Nobody. That's horrible, but I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Nobody gets in. The more people you have in there, the shorter time you have to live and survive. And if your neighbors didn't prepare, I'm sorry. You should have a meeting. Like you're going to have a meeting.
Huh.
No, no way. There's no way you're going to have a meeting on this. I've talked to people about this and they just laugh. There's other people that say we're having meetings. We've already had community meetings. We're already prepared. We're already ready. And they are. There's people that have trailers already stocked up. They have pharmaceuticals already there. They have first aid kits. They have lanterns. They have flares. They have weapons. They have everything they need. And there's communities that have already gotten together and done this. If you want to be the first one on your block to step out and look stupid, start knocking on doors, talking about what I'm talking about here, be my guest. Go ahead. It's better for everyone in the neighborhood to kind of get together and see who shares what gift. There may be an electrician there. There may be a plumber there. There may be a carpenter there. There may be a ham radio operator there. There may be someone that understands survival in your neighborhood, a survivalist, a former veteran, a Marine, Army, Navy, Air Force. You need to know who's in your neighborhood, and you need to know what their expertise is, and you need to know what they can do in the event of an emergency. And if you don't want to freak people out with the economic collapse, you can just tell them you're worried about Yellowstone blowing or a tsunami on the East Coast or tsunami on the West Coast or an earthquake splitting the middle of the United States wide open. I mean, tell them, hey, I'm a little paranoid, but I think we should be ready. I think we should be prepared. I think we should have a plan here. And I mean, that's really the prudent thing to do. Really, it is the prudent thing to do. And anyone who says you're crazy, they don't need to be near you anyway. They need to be somewhere else. And they're the last person you would want to let in your home in the event of an emergency, or the ones that said you're crazy when you tried to prepare for this upcoming emergency. And this is where the guns come in. You might have to shoot them. Because if in a dire emergency, you got to think, folks, all the gas stations are going to be closed. Okay, you're going to have people beating down the doors. You're going to have people grabbing those handles at the gas pump and trying to yank them off the wall to get gas out of them. It's going to look insane. People are going to be hitting on the gas pumps and kicking them and trying to tear them off to get gas to run on the ground so they can pick it up at a 5-gallon jug. I've seen this before in other countries. And you can't imagine. You can't imagine 500 cars pulled up to one gas station and everybody fighting in the middle of the street. You can't imagine how this looks. You can't imagine how this is with your kids there. So have your stuff stored up before all of this shit comes down. And have an exit plan for your children from school. As I'm thinking about these things and my mind's turning, I'm trying to bring them up as fast as I can to get them out. Don't want to forget anything. Have an exit plan for your children from school and say, you know, honey, if there's any kind of emergency, if there's anything that happens that looks a little weird, I want you to go to this corner and wait, or I want you to come through this field and come home, or I want you to wait here or wait there. You know, tell them never to get on a bus. Tell them never, ever, ever, ever get on a bus. And that's my opinion. I keep hearing noises in the studio again. I think this studio is haunted. I really do. I think it's haunted. I think I'm going to call a medium and get him over here and see if we can contact this spirit. I keep hearing whispers in the background as I'm on air. I can hear whispers. It's weird. It's really strange. It's even a little bit scary. It's like almost these ghosts want to come on air, and they want to do a talk show, but they really don't know how. They're embarrassed. They're afraid. They really don't know what the hell they're doing, but they were maybe former talk show hosts in a former life, and they're coming back through to try to get on APRI. It's weird. I know, I'm telling you. I know you're not going to believe me, but it's the honest truth. I can hear the whispers in here. From some of you out there that understand these kinds of things, you're going to believe me. You're going to understand what I'm talking about. But I wouldn't want you to be here right now because this is haunted. This is a haunting at APRI. I'm going to have some more Dr. Pepper. There they go again. Can you all hear them in the background? Okay. Anyway, get back to the show here. Yeah, these ghosts, they seem to be veteran talk show hosts who have passed on, and they're kind of flocking around me, just me here, because they know we're on air and they're having fun watching, and kind of weird. Your children should be prepared, and you know, you don't want to scare your children to death. You don't want a situation where your kids go to school and start telling the teacher, "Mommy and Daddy said the apocalypse is coming, and we should be prepared, not get on a bus." Well, if you do that, CPS is probably going to be knocking on your door, and you know, Mommy and Daddy are gunned up. Mommy and Daddy are storing food. You're kind of between a rock and a hard place. You're kind of in a very dangerous position, because if your kids go to school and start talking about any of this stuff, depending on what age they are and how mature they are and how intelligent they are, they could get you in a lot of trouble. They could get you in a lot of trouble by talking about this, because it's actually illegal to do these things, you know, in our day and time. It's illegal to prepare for an emergency in our day and time. And we'll get into that on another show with maybe Johnston, who knows really a lot about this kind of stuff. I'll bring him back on and we'll talk about some of this stuff. But have your kids prepared for an exit route to get them back home or to get you to them and back. Now remember, even if it's 5 blocks, you may not be able to get to them except on foot. So be prepared to run. If it's 5 miles, you're pretty much up a shit creek without a paddle. You're going to lose your children. Oh, I know that scares you. It makes you want to cry. But think about 5 miles. 5 miles is a long way when you've got traffic running over each other all the way there and all the way back. You've got people running up and down the street, pulling their hair and kicking and screaming. Think about all this stuff. Think about all this stuff. I mean, if you even hear a whimper of economic collapse, you should go get your kids and bring them home. Okay? If you even hear a whimper of the banks closing, major banks shut down of any kind, or any kind of a critical emergency, you should go get your kids and bring them home to the safety of home. And your husband, your other half, your mate, your soulmate, your best friend, whatever, you all should have an exit strategy also. You all should have a plan to get back to the house. Everybody who's at the house should stay at the house and wait at the house. Now, I know the first thing you're going to want to do is go get the kids. And I'm not even going to advise you any further than what I've already done on that, because that's at your own risk. At your own risk. Because you've got to understand all of the other hundreds of people that are going to go get their kids also. And y'all are going to be running over each other. And you've got to think about the teachers and the principals who are going to be going to get their kids at schools 5 miles away that are somewhere else, are going to meet their family members or their husband or their wife or their significant other. So you've got to look at this scenario and you've got to dig deep into it and see just how dangerous everything is going to be at that point. Remember, no gas stations, possibly no electricity, no water, no gas. Everything is going to shut down completely. And you will be left with nothing. No lights. You will need candles and flashlights and batteries. You will need flares. You will need propane tanks full and ready with a Coleman stove ready. You will need, like I said, you'll need extra locks for your doors, and you'll want to know how to put those on quickly, very quickly. So if your husband's not a handyman, I would figure out how to get that done now before it's too late. I would put on deadbolts on all the doors, exterior doors, even some interior doors where you might want to build a safe room. I've recommended to people before to build a safe room inside the house. Some of you might have a crawl space. Some of you might have a basement. Now, one thing that I do not suggest is that you get trapped in the basement. I tell people do not ever, ever, ever go into the basement in an emergency like this, because you can get trapped in your own basement and people will nail you in there shut. So don't go for the basement. Whatever you do, stay out of the basement. Stay on the upper floor and take whatever comes. We need to look for a call coming in, so kind of keep your eye on the radar screen. You know, folks, the more I talk about this, the more I think, wow, this is happening. This is happening. This is not some far-fetched idea. This is here upon us right now. And I am honestly very surprised that it hasn't already happened, like I said, with a complete collapse. I'm very, very surprised that it hasn't already completely caved in upon itself and everything shut down. I noticed some people on Facebook today were talking about certain items not being on the shelves. My producer and I were noticing a few things, just a few, a couple of things not on the shelf. And that's like, oh, well, no big deal. Maybe they didn't bring the truck in or da-da-da-da-da, whatever. But no, it was a sign. It was a sign, very, very insignificant, very small. But nonetheless, it was a sign that something weird is going on here. I saw Facebook today and people were saying, you know what? Stuff is not on the shelf. What is going on here? Something is wrong. Our groceries are not coming into the stores. And I was thinking, yeah, we saw that same thing with the oysters. We were looking for oysters one day and they had just vanished from the shelves of two different stores. And most people would have thought nothing about that. But now that I'm seeing other people today on Facebook say that stuff is missing from the stores, I'm thinking, well, you know, it could be just a fluke. Maybe the trucks didn't come in, but then again, maybe not. With this Trans-Pacific Partnership, you know, I can't even believe that deal was signed. It slipped right by me amongst all of the other crazy, insane shit that's going on. It just slipped right by me. I kind of knew it was going to be done. I didn't even think about it. It's no big deal. I thought, well, it's a done deal. So there's really nothing we can do about it. And I didn't see a lot of big protests, you know. I didn't see a lot of people starting fires and turning over trucks and kicking in windows. And they don't do that in America. We just let shit happen. No big deal. Bend over, baby, you know. Just bend over. Keep bending over. Let us keep screwing you. That's the way it works here in America. We know the government's here to take care of us. We know the government's here to fix everything. And now that we're waiting for these elections, oh my God, I can't imagine Hillary Clinton being in office. I can't imagine Ted Cruz being in office. I can't imagine Donald Trump being in office. For me, it's completely entertainment. I'm entertained at this point. I've never been so entertained in my life. I've never in my entire life been so entertained. This is the funniest moment to me. This is the most exciting moment for me. And not the elections, but just the whole game. The whole game that's going on is just unbelievable to me. Funny. Unbelievably funny and exciting and terrifying at the same time. Literally terrifying that we've let it come to this. I can't even imagine we've let it come to this. I can't even imagine how we could have ever let it come to this. You know, I mean, it's just silly. It's gotten beyond silly. None of these people are capable of running a country except into the ground. And they all want to finish stripping us of our Constitution. Play a song. That's a good idea. I guess when I start getting a little boring, I guess the producers say, well, you know, we could play a little song, kind of fill in the gaps a little bit. Maybe, yeah, Ghost Whisper. I hear those ghosts again. Here they are. They're hitting me now. They're starting to touch me. Oh, boy. That's really weird when you feel the touch of the ghost. Yeah. Well, this is Kyler Davenport on APRI, Alternative Public Radio International, and we're simulcasting again one more night on blogtalkradio.com, and we are here for your listening pleasure. We're going to do a song now. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
I know the memories with you, 'cause you left a hole in my heart, too deep to fill. But a drink or two, maybe three or four, for a while you're out of sight. It's a headache tomorrow or a heartache tonight. The sun goes down, the blues come around, and the choice is black and white. I'm so low down and lonesome. Maybe I'm high as a kite. When you came wailing for Louis Day, you know it's just not right. It's a headache tomorrow or a heartache tonight. No matter which one you choose, you lose. But I know it's one I'll take. When that sun comes up tomorrow, something's gonna ache. If I can take a pill to kill the pain, well, I know it'll be alright. It's a headache tomorrow or a heartache tonight. The sun goes down, the blues come around, and the choice is black and white. I'm so low down and lonesome. I'm inside the night. When you can't wait for losing, you know it's just not right. It's a headache tomorrow or a heartache tonight. Sun goes down, the blues go. and right, and the choice is black and white. So low down and lonesome, I'm high as a kite. When you can't win for losing, you know it's just that right. It's a headache to borrow for a heartache tonight.
Well, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, on Alternative Public Radio International. And during that break, I was thinking about how we, as a people, have given up all of our rights. You know, we really deserve, in one way, we deserve every single thing that comes down the pike, because we have given up all of our rights. Basically, we have contracted with the gas company, the water company, the electric company. We've contracted with the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles. We've contracted by buying a car. We've contracted by getting a mortgage on our house. We've contracted with the credit card companies. We've contracted with the cable company. We've contracted with the smartphone company. We've contracted with the rent-a-center to get furniture. We've contracted ourselves out. We've sold ourselves out to the system. And now the system is taking its toll on us. Big corporate government is taking its toll on us. You've sold your children out to the state. The state own your children. The feds are coming in now, getting their piece of your kids. They want a piece of your kids. They want to control you. We've contracted ourselves out to the food stamp office. We've contracted ourselves out to Social Security. We've contracted ourselves out to Social Security disability. We've contracted ourselves out to all of these different rogue fictional agencies who now own us lock, stock, and barrel. So everything that is happening right now at this moment is due to all of us as a collective allowing it to happen as we speak tonight on air. We have gotten ourselves into a situation that we are going to be unable to dig out of. Period. There's not going to be any digging out of this situation. You are just stuck in it. You are trapped in the shit. You are trapped in the shit. All of the indoctrination and programming worked. The New World Order has won. And I know that many of you big shots out there in the Patriot movement think otherwise. But you're idiots, you're complete idiots if you can't see the forest for the trees. This will take a revolution. And America is not prepared for a revolution any way, shape, form, or fashion. America is not in a revolutionary mood even. There's a lot of talk going around, a lot of bullshit going around. And people love to bullshit. People love to rant and rave and bitch on Facebook about how tough they are and about what they would do and what they're going to do and what they should have done, but they didn't. Woulda, coulda, shoulda, didn't. And we've dug ourselves into a deep shit pile here, and we're not going to come out without doo-doo all over our face. We are up to our neck in contracts. We're up to our neck in contracts. And these local farmers, and all of this local biz and all of this local organic stuff that's going on is a ruse. It's the last final gaping, gasping breath, too small respirations of a dying culture. Too small respirations of a dying culture. The state owns your ass. The federal government owns the state's ass. The feds are coming. Look at what the sheriffs are doing now. Sheriffs are even in trouble for trying to buck the feds. Sheriffs are getting in trouble for wanting to arrest the feds and deputize the people, the citizenry, to run the feds out of town. We have gotten ourselves into some shit, folks. We have really gotten ourselves into some shit. And I could be a lot more harsh on each and every one of you, but I hold myself back only because you were hypnotized into all of this, thinking that everything is going to be okay and the government's here to help us and so forth and so on, believing in democracy, believing in government, believing in the Constitution, giving up your rights and responsibilities, giving up your Constitution. Most of you don't even know what the Constitution is. Most of you have no idea what the Declaration of Independence is. Most of you have no idea where the 13 colonies were or how they operated or where they came from or how they got here or how they formulated their little villages and towns and how all of this stuff started in New England. You have no idea how all of this started. You just don't care. You don't care. And you're going to end up dead. You're going to end up starving to death. You're going to end up like a zombie walking down the street, like the walking dead. This is where we're all headed. Oh, I know it sounds terrible. I know it sounds horrible. But when you think about how dependent you are on electricity and water flowing out of that tap when you turn it on, you think about how dependent you are going over to that little gadget on the wall and turning your AC on and off and your heat on and off. And you think about how dependent you are when you flip that switch, that light comes on. When you think about all of that and all of that's removed from your life immediately, you know, as I said a while ago, we're talking about a possible tsunami. We're talking about an earthquake. We're talking about an electromagnetic pulse from the sun that could knock out the grid from Canada all the way to Florida. We're talking about a year to restructure, reorganize, recoup, regroup. Are you ready? And we haven't even discussed the technology that deals with mind control. We haven't even talked yet about the RFID chip. They're going to be coming for you. They're going to be coming for your children. We haven't even talked about the forced vaccinations. We haven't even talked about the jail terms for parents who refuse. We haven't even talked about chemtrails or HARP or DARPA. We haven't even discussed the little prosperity package that they're going to be handing out before you go to the FEMA camp on the FEMA train. We haven't even talked about forced detention for all of you who have been threatening to blow something up or kill the president or saying that he'd be better off hung from a tree. We haven't even talked about all of your Facebook rants that you're guilty for. Felony, 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 and felony, and more felonies. We haven't even discussed discuss the fact that they're going to be able to track and trace you as an individual and pull you out of a crowd for everything that you ever said on your Facebook page for the last umpteen years. So we haven't even discussed any real disaster. We were talking about natural disaster, then we were talking about economic collapse, and now we're talking about technology and science and the police state. You have to take all of these things into consideration. And I look at your faces here on Facebook and I see the clueless ones. Oh, there's so many clueless people here on this damn thing. I mean, there are so many clueless, dumb-ass people on this Facebook. There are so many airheads. I'm looking at them now. Face, but face, but face, but face, but face. So many airheads. And I say, well, okay, why are you so smart, Connor Davenport? Well, I'm not really smart at all. I don't have any answers. I don't have any answers as far as what to tell you about collective imagination, collective grouping, getting together and forming a revolt. Because I can't, because I just don't know where you are. The government knows where you are. The government knows where we all are. My producers are making me so nervous in this studio tonight. I'm going to kill somebody. It's going to be a homicide here. They say most homicides happen in the studio at APRI. I'm only kidding. But when you got these producers pointing at you, trying to get you to divert from your subject and asking you if people are calling and blah, 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 and then you've got ghosts in here whispering, ghost whispering going on. It's really hard to do a show. It really is. It's really, really difficult to do a damn show whenever these sons of bitches can't even do a show, can't even fucking sit behind a microphone and open a show, but yet they can tell you how to do a show. You know, that's the way people are. They can tell you how to do shit, but they can't do shit themselves. Sit around and drink Dr. Pepper and steal Dr. Peppers from people and knit and purl 1, 2, and 3 and eat marshmallows all damn day. But they can't do a show themselves. That's bullshit, I tell you right now. It's just bullshit. That's what I'm telling you. But anyway, I was going to allow one caller to call in tonight, and they haven't called yet, so I'm not disappointed, but I'm a little sad about that. They were busy on another call taking care of some business. So I'm going to drop this thing here in a few minutes because I get these bad vibes off my producers tonight. It's raining. It must be the weather. It's probably the weather. I'm going to turn myself into another room and get away from these mother frickers. I'm going to find a way to get in a green room where I can put them off somewhere and I can be in another room and not even see them unless I want to see them on a screen, and then I can turn the screen on and look at them. Otherwise, just get the fuck out of my way. Leave me alone. Don't look at me. And that's going to be kind of cool. But I am going to play another song right now. And we will be back with you on APRI. Boy, they better get on the damn ball. I tell you what, they're knitting 1, purl 2, drink a Dr. Pepper 3. Here we go. A little music for you.
Falling down on the ground, and he's crying. But I told you so.
Yeah, well, I guess we're back. I didn't get any real signals. I'm just getting this weird arm movements, and I don't know what's going on in here tonight. I think all these producers are drunk or something, smoking dope. I don't know what they're doing. But we are back on Alternative Public Radio International, streaming live over there at blogtalkradio.com. We're not going to be on Blog Talk Radio very much longer. We canceled our subscription over there. We're just going to be with APRI and BBS radio, and there's really no sense in paying for Blog Talk Radio. We're trying to save up a little money to get a car, and you really can't do it paying Blog Talk Radio. We really don't need Blog Talk Radio, although it's nice to have. It's kind of addicting. But now that I'm not on the board anymore, I really don't give a shit. As long as we're running 24 hours and as long as we've got a station, that's really all that counts to me. Making some new friends on Facebook. They're not really into what I'm into. Most of them are into mortgage fraud. I don't know how the hell I ended up with all these mortgage fraud people who are really advocates for people who are losing their homes. It's all a good thing, but I just don't know how I ended up with them. I started out with a zillion romance authors, and I hated that, couldn't stand it. And then I went to, I had romance authors forever on, and now I'm just kind of a mixture of everything. It's amazing how Facebook works. It's amazing how they read your mind. I'm looking at my mind here. I'm looking at a reflection of myself. And I'm also seeing the same old shit on Facebook over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. The Islam thing is still big. The refugee thing is still big. It hasn't pooped out like I thought it would. We go through these fads on Facebook, and we go from one fad to the next. I haven't figured out yet how long a fad stays on, but I really don't see a lot about the Muslim invasion. It's kind of died down a little bit, which scares me. It really does scare me. We go from one fad to the next. Damn, it's scary. It's really scary. I'm sitting here thinking about it. It's really scary, and I'm sitting here looking at Facebook while I'm on air. I'm looking at the 350,000 churches in America. So why are there 200,000 people sleeping on the streets? One really doesn't have anything whatsoever to do with the other. One doesn't have anything to do, really, 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 surely, with the other. But people equate it. They put it together. Are churches supposed to house people? I don't know. Are they? Are they supposed to feed people? I don't know. Are they? You tell me. It's anybody's guess. Obama. Everybody wants Obama out of office. Well, not everybody. Okay, I'm generalizing again. Here's a post about anarchy from the Greek prefix an, without, the absence of, and the Greek noun, archon, master, ruler, without master, ruler. Anarchy does not mean without rules. It literally means without rulers. No rulers, no masters. You all have masters. You have masters of the state, masters of the federal government. You have masters everywhere. Your boss is a master. Your landlord's your master. The gas company's your master. Comcast is your master. The water company is your master. The electric company is your master. The DMV is your master. You have masters everywhere. You're an enslaved group of people. You're enslaved, completely enslaved. I think that's why I have trouble doing these shows, because I have this perception. I have this depth of understanding of what's going on, and it's short-circuiting my brain that we've allowed ourselves to get to this point. It's short-circuiting my brain that we've somehow allowed ourselves to get ourselves into this shit that we're in. It could only be from stupidity and laziness and foolishness and tomfoolery. There's no other way. They're playing on your pleasure centers. They're playing on your pleasure centers. That's what they're doing. They've always played on your pleasure centers. And for those of you who still believe in the mainstream media, my God, get away from the mainstream media. Get into alternative media as fast as you possibly can. Get into raw, rubber meets the road, alternative media somewhere. Go find an alternative media station and listen to it. Go find several alternative media stations and listen to them. You know, this is from the gut radio. This is not scripted radio. We do not pre-plan. We do not pre-program. The only thing we pre-program is to put a poster out there for you all to see that we're going to be on air. Other than that, I come on air and just pour my heart out to you. That's what I do. But I have experience behind that heart. I have experience behind what I do here. I don't just jump on air inexperienced and without wisdom and without knowledge and without skill. It's all up here. I'm trying to squeeze it out as best I can. That didn't sound very nice, did it? I'm trying to squeeze one off on you here. Trying to squeeze it out, you know what I mean? Trying to get the wisdom out. But it's hard to do when you look at the canvas that I'm looking at. It's very difficult to do. It's very difficult for anyone with great wisdom to see how a nation could get themselves in a position like we're in right now. It's very, very difficult to figure that out. And then to know how to talk to people who are living in a small box, to know how to talk to people who are living in a comfort zone, a fantasy zone, to know how to talk to a bunch of airheads. Oh, yeah, get pissed off, hang up, I don't give a shit. You know, how do you talk to a bunch of lame brains? How do you talk to a bunch of lame brains? How in the world do you communicate with people who have dead brains? Their brain is dead. How do you communicate with them? I don't butter up to people. I'm not going to kiss your ass. There's no way I'm going to kiss your ass. There's no way I'm going to butter up to you. There's no possible way. Let other people do that. Other people can do that. I don't care. That's not my gift. That's not where I'm at. That's not what I do. Talk radio, my ass. I don't even know what talk radio is anymore. Talk radio. What the hell is talk radio? Is that all we do is talk? I've told you all some things tonight to get you to act. I've told you some things about preparing. I've told you some things about what's coming down the pike. And, you know, the most interesting part of all of this is I'm not afraid that you're going to come back to me in a month or 2 months or 3 months or 6 months and say, you told us a lie. You told us a lie. Nothing happened. It's already happened. It's already a done deal. It's already finished. It's already all happened to you. I am not sitting here telling you what is going to happen. I'm sitting here telling you what has already happened. I've told you, you are a slave to the state. You're a slave to the feds. You're a slave to your boss. You're a slave to the public school system. You're a slave to the Internal Revenue System. You're a slave to the gas company, the electric company, the water company, to the DMV. I've already told you, you are enslaved. You're completely enslaved. And most of you will never escape that. You'll die in enslavement. You'll die in enslavement. And what is freedom of speech? We could go back to the 1600s, I could, the 1700s, the 1800s, and we could talk about freedom of speech cases. We could talk about blasphemy and treason and sedition. We could talk about all those things. But it wouldn't do any good. It wouldn't help you in the moment. Right now, you need help right now. And I'm telling you, you're not going to revolt. You're not going to revolt. You're not going to rise up. You're not going to take up arms and fight the good fight. So what the hell am I here for? What the hell am I here for? To get my 10 minutes of fame on air? Pretend to be a talk show host? Is that why I'm here? Hell, fire, and save matches, Grandma used to say. Hell, fire, and save the matches. Why the hell do I even come on air? Why the hell am I even here? Play a song or two? It's so beautiful here in the Northwest tonight. Light kind of pre-spring rain coming down on the old RV. I'm sure the Pacific Ocean is beautiful tonight. We're just down the street from it. As the crow flies. But no, it's already happened. I don't feel bad at all about telling you all what's already happened. As a matter of fact, that's kind of stupid when you stop and think about it. I'm here telling you what's already happened, and you don't even know what's already happened. Oh, hell, maybe that's why I'm here, because I'm telling you what's already happened, and most of you don't even know what's already happened. You just can't see it. You can't see it because you're not thinking about it. You've got too many other things to think about, and the government knows that, and the corporations know that, and they take advantage of that, and they enslave you. You're such good little slaves. You're such obedient little slaves to your masters. Oh, yeah, I have a few masters, too. I know that you're asking right now. I can hear you. But I don't consider them my masters because I'm conscious of it, you see. There's a difference in being conscious and unconscious of your enslavement. I'm very conscious of my enslavement. I'm very, very super conscious of my enslavement. And there's a difference in being completely unconscious of your enslavement and being conscious of your enslavement. If you're conscious of your enslavement, you can work within the system to make really drastic changes and needed changes. If you're unconscious of your enslavement, you'll just continue to be more enslaved as the days go by. Your brain will continue to not function. You'll be dumbed down as the government wants you dumbed down and the corporations want you dumbed down. And you'll just continue to bow down to the system. And it will get worse and worse and worse as it is right now. I feel weird being one of the few in the United States of America that is as awake as I am. I feel like an oddball. I feel like the odd man out. And there are many of us out there that feel like the odd man or the odd woman out, or even the wild child out. There's a lot of children, there's a lot of kids that understand this stuff. But we can't do it by ourselves. We can't make these changes by ourselves. All we can do is rant and rave and bitch and moan and alert the, you know, as many people as we possibly can and wake as many possibly up as we can. That's all we can do. We can't go out there and be the first stupid dove shot off the frickin' fence. I'm not going to run out in the street by myself and be the first one to get shot. What good would that do? You know, pull a Timothy McVeigh. You know, Timothy McVeigh. Everybody knows McVeigh. Everybody knows that name. He did something big. You know, he did something big. David Koresh did something big. You remember those names. They go down in history. But do they change anything? The answer is no. McVeigh made it worse for all of us. David Koresh made it worse for all of us. Jim Jones made it worse for all of us. It wasn't made better. It was made worse because we're under more restraint because of these acts, like in Boston. Did Boston do any good? No, Boston didn't do any good. It was, if anything, it was a false flag to take more of our rights away. I know for a fact that David Koresh didn't have anything to do with a false flag. That was just David Koresh doing David Koresh's thing. But you all are becoming more enslaved by the second. By the second on the clock, you're becoming more enslaved. And this is something that you're going to have to take personal responsibility for. You're going to have to think about. You're going to have to make a decision to become more conscious of your enslavement. You have to become more conscious of your enslavement. That's really the only way up and out, is to be conscious, be fully awake, be fully aware of what's going on around you. And if we can wake more people up, I don't know, maybe I'll be dead, maybe my kids will be dead, maybe their kids will be dead, and then maybe somebody will wake up. Everybody will collectively wake up, take this country back to wherever you think it should be. That's another thing, is what do we want to see? What do we want to see? What's going on? I'm sorry, what? That's really what I'm talking about, is what do we want to see when we wake up? A lot of people don't have any idea what they want to see when they wake up. A lot of people don't even know they're asleep. And that's a problem when you don't know you're a slave and you don't know you're asleep and you don't know you've been programmed and indoctrinated. There's no possible way that you could know any other way except the way that you are. So those of us who are awake or consider ourselves awake, we tend to kind of see a new way, a new republic, if you will, a new world order, if you will, in the opposite direction of the cabal or of the statist or of the technocrats or the theocracy or whatever. We see a different way of freedom, of anarchy. Anarchy might rule. Anarchy might work. We just don't know because we haven't tried it. Right now, we've got a lot of different people doing a lot of different things. Look at our population here in the United States. I mean, we've got too many people doing too many things, running in too many different directions, and nobody knows really where the hell they're going or where they're going to end up when they get there, or what it's going to look like when they get there. It's a smorgasbord of idiocracy, craziness, foolishness, insanity. So, you know, it's just one of those things. Call it overpopulation if you want to. Call it insanity if you want to. It is insane. It is crazy. And I don't think that we're going to pull out of it whatever it is. I think we have to describe what it is, and that's what we do not do enough on these talk shows. We do not describe what it is. We do not try to identify the problems, and then we do not try to put a plan together to overcome the problems that we think exist. And we're just talking to hear ourselves talk. I know many, many talk shows I've been on over the last few months just talk to hear themselves talk. Nothing is going to become of it. Nothing is going to change because of it. Sure, we might have a change here and a change there, but that's not enough. That's not enough by any stretch of the imagination to make the changes that we really need to make, these strong, lasting, everlasting changes that are going to be written in stone. And we are going to talk about higher wages and better benefits and treating our seniors with more respect, getting a better education system developed, getting a better health care system developed, throwing the crooks out of Washington, throwing the crooks out of Wall Street, throwing the crooks, shutting the Fed down, shut the IRS down, restructure it, reorganize it, realign all of these things. Realignment is what we need. Balance is what we need. And I can talk till I'm blue in the face, and I could have a room full of people here, and I could be talking to 75 or 80 people, and that is a good thing, because then they can go out and talk to 75 or 80 more people, and exponentially it gets better and better and better, and eventually, if it doesn't poop out, if the fuse doesn't go out, we might actually make a difference of some kind. But right now, the bad is overruling the good, and that's the problem. The bad is overruling the good. And then we have to define what bad is. We need to do that more on air, and we do as much as we possibly can. We try to define what bad is, what bad looks like, what bad smells like. But, you know, that's something we really need to do, because what's bad to one is not bad to another. What's bad to one is not bad to another. So, it's just the way it is. I'm looking at some Facebook PMs here for a second. I just walked into the other studio. We've got five computers running, and it's crazy in here tonight. The newsroom has been nuts, I'll tell you. But, you know, defining these things is very, very important. And many people have said, oh, we all need to come together, black, white, Hispanic, et cetera, Christian, Buddhist, and Muslim, and we need to hold hands and do this and do that. Yeah, I got you, Piper. Good night. So anyway, that's about all I've got to say. I'm going to wrap it up here. But defining yourself and defining your surroundings, defining your environment, defining your dreams, defining what you want to do, defining your goals and objectives, that's really what you want to do. Jennifer's calling. That's really what you want to do. Is define yourself and define where you want to go and how you want to get there and why you're going in that direction in the first place and who might be going with you. I had to take my pills for the night. I'm getting old here. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get off this thing. I think we've talked enough, and I think you all have gotten a dose of something to be prepared, be conscientious, be aware, be alert, be awake, and try to find out what you want in your life. Try to study, try to research, try to look at all of these different things that we've talked about tonight, and do the best you can. Do the best you possibly can. That's all you can do, but what I always say is, when you think you're doing your best, you can always do better. You can always do better, okay? So I just want you all to do your best, and I want you to do better than your best. And I want you to know that we have gotten ourselves in one shitty situation here. And I'm not coming on tonight like a doomsday preacher, because everything that I'm talking about is already here. It's already on top of us. Nothing that I'm talking about is way out there or tinfoil hat or conspiracy. It's all here right now in our midst. And it's a very dangerous and deadly situation. It's a very nasty situation that we've gotten ourselves into. And I think that I'm just going to continue to be the doomsday preacher, because that's where we are. That's where we are. I can't be anywhere else. I can't be in La La Land. I can't be Pollyanna. Put on the rose-colored glasses. I refuse to put on the rose-colored glasses when we have gotten ourselves in such a dangerous situation here. So we're going to continue to do these shows. And I feel better as the doomsday preacher. I feel better as the guy that's coming on talking to you about what's going on right now under our nose, right here. And believe me, I'm not the smartest guy. There's a lot of people out there that know a whole lot more than I do. And that's really the key to this kind of radio, is bringing those kind of people on and having a roundtable and getting all of this information out to the public without having a screaming match on the air. And we've done that a few times, and I apologize. But we are going to be having some of these people on who really know their stuff when it comes to what I'm talking about tonight. And we will continue to bring you this kind of broadcasting, and we will continue with this 24-hour station. And I thank all of you for tuning in. And we love you very, very much in a digital kind of way. And remember, stay prepared, stay awake, stay alert. Until next time, this is Kyler Davenport on Blog Talk Radio and APRI, Alternative Public Radio International. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.